He spoke and said that they were doing a tie-up scheme, which is particularly for the whitefish sector. And yes, they have a tie-up scheme, but that money is coming from the Barr Fund, which was put in place after the Brexit deal to soften the blow for the industry. It's not coming out of this fund that's available, and those funds are available, and it's the here and now that the issue is. There's boats suffering. I was on a local harbour. I'm from Greencastle. And I was on the harbour last Wednesday, and there were young men there, and they're just down in the mouth, doom and gloom, struggling to get crew, struggling to cover costs, know they can't have a bad tow because their trip's destroyed over it. And I left there and went to Killybegs to do some work on our own vessel. We have a vessel in Killybegs. And when I got there, the mood was no different. And there was three vessels landing in Killybegs when I arrived. Two were Spanish, and they were landing directly into the back of a lorry. Fish that were just straight to the Spanish market, little or no benefit to the Irish economy except for maybe the local agent. One business will get some small trade from it, and good luck to him. But in general, the local economy getting and benefiting nothing. And there was one other vessel landing, and it was a Swedish vessel who was in landing mackerel to one of our, I would call it, beleaguered factories in the town. And I think it's a poor reflection on government policy, successive governments, not just this one, but successive governments, that that's what we're down to try and keep the factory belts turning in the town, that we have to resort to trying to bid on Swedish fish to keep Irish factories going.